San Diego Padre outfielder Tony Gwynn is retiring at the end of the season. The future Hall of Famer is one of the game's finest hitters. Gwynn has collected all 3,124 of his hits while wearing a Padres uniform. From member station KPBS, Nancy Greenlease reports.
After 20 years, Mr. Padre is getting ready to say goodbye. It promises to be bittersweet. The 41-year-old has won 8 National League batting titles, second only to Ty Cobb. He also came closer than anyone to match the .406 average of his close friend Ted Williams. During an emotional news conference, Gwynn said his most remarkable achievement may be playing for only one team.
I'm happy that I played 20 years. I played them all here in San Diego. And so the back of my bubblegum card from here to eternity will look pretty good, I think.
The baseball card reads that he made his major league debut on July 19, 1982. Gwynn said it's been a great run. He's proud of his first Golden Glove Award for defensive work, a skill that hasn't come easily, and his home run during Game 1 of the 1998 World Series against New York. And there have been the little moments, like the time some 8 years ago when a grounded out and crack bat were good news for a young fan.
And as I'm turning to go back to the dugout, there was a kid, a little kid about 2 or 3 years old. He had a hot dog, and he had mustard and ketchup on it, and I mean, it was everywhere. And I take my bat and I handed it to him. And the look on his face, for me, is what this game is all about.
Gwynn has endeared himself to Padres fans by staying in San Diego, skipping chances to earn more money with other clubs. Only 18 players in history have spent 20 seasons or more with one club, including Baltimore's Cal Ripken Jr., who's also retiring this year. Before the Padres game last night, Malcolm Jones, wearing a tattered number 19 shirt, said Gwynn is a mentor to other players and fans.
I'm a dad and have 2 boys who follow baseball, and he's a great role model. He's an old-fashioned baseball player who took his responsibility to the community seriously.
Gwynn and fans agree that the timing is right for him to retire. He suffered from chronic knee and hamstring injuries. Still, he hopes to be back in the lineup by early July. Meanwhile, San Diegans are getting ready to say goodbye. Yesterday, lines of fans snaked around the stadium, waiting to buy tickets to Gwynn's final regular season game on September 23rd against San Francisco. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in San Diego.